It's Wednesday, the 14th of May, and I'm in the Town Hall in the company of Kath Swinney. It's a sunny evening, but I fear that the sun may have gone down on Claude and Day and his family, who've been told that they have to leave Sheffield. Kath, you're from the anti-deportation campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about Claude and Day and his family?
They were arrested on Sunday morning at 6:30, and they've been taken to Yarlswood Detention Centre. He's got three children, and two of them suffer from sickle cell anemia, and they've had no medication since Sunday when they were arrested. They're being kept at the moment in a room with two single beds, and there's no cots for the children. And the children haven't eaten properly either since Sunday because they're in a state of shock. Claude came to Sheffield seeking asylum because he was imprisoned in Cameroon after protesting about the death of nine schoolboys. He's a school teacher, and when those boys were arrested, he protested and was part of the organisation of that demonstration. He was arrested and imprisoned and tortured for 8 months in Cameroon.
Now, I believe you said that his children were actually born in Sheffield.
Yeah, the children, Cyril's 3 years old, and the two little ones are 18 months. Yeah.
So they're all at the Yarlswood Detention Centre, and Claude was escaping persecution and torture in Cameroon. What's going to happen to them after they've stayed at Yarlswood?
There's been a flight booked on Saturday at 6:30 in the morning to return them to Cameroon. They're leaving from Heathrow, flying to Paris, and then on from Paris to Cameroon.
And what can we do if we're concerned about the future safety of the family?
You could phone the BA. They're on flight 302 to Paris from Heathrow Terminal 5, and just tell them that the children are unfit to fly. They're already in pain. Three of them have got a temperature now because they've had no medication, and they'll be certainly unfit to fly. So phone British Airways and let them know.
And can we just have the spelling of the family name and the names of the children? Because if you're asking for British Airways to be phoned, I guess we have to give the names of the passengers. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess so. It's Claude Nidé, Mayoli Kerr, Cyril, Kirsty, and Gail.
Thank you very much. Well, we hope for a positive outcome. Thank you for your time, and I'll let you get back to the demonstration now. Thank you very much.